Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, who was that singing?
Oh, no, there was Taylor Swift, just wasn't Taylor's version.
Oh, right, okay. So anyway, I thought that kind of sounded like Mandy Moore or someone from several years ago. So just my ignorance of Taylor Swift and explains the reason we played that song. Sean Reedy is with me there, correcting me. News Talk producer Bella Finn is with us as well. News Talk reporter Mary McCarthy, columnist with The Independent, and Mary's daughter Alex, who is going to Taylor tonight, I understand. So everybody is in. Sorry, Bella, you're going to have to explain. What is the get-up? Because you don't usually wear this in the newsroom.
No, I don't usually, but I might have to start
what
up
is
to
kind
into
of a sequined corset. Is that what it is?
It is, yeah. And any eagle-eyed Taylor Swift fans will instantly recognise it as the Lover bodysuit, which I'm sure I'm getting nods here, so that means yes. But I might have to wear it to the office after the amount of hours that I put in to make this.
So you made that?
I made this, and there is approximately over 3,000 rhinestones on it right now. And I only know that because I used so many bags of rhinestones and I could tell from them.
And why would you do that?
It's kind of, to put it into an example for you, you know the Rocky Horror Show and people would go and they would dress up and it's a bit of fun and they'd pick their favourite character? Eras Tour is having that moment and everyone is dressing as their favourite album, their favourite song, maybe a lyric, and they're putting it into a costume, into an outfit, and it's really fun. And it's just, it's, I think it brings a sense of community to it. And I mean, I was at Wembley last week for the Eras Tour and I've never been at a concert where it felt really, really safe and just friendly and everyone was coming up to each other. What are you dressed as? Or I love this. Or they could see it, you know, plain as day is what you were going for. But it was just really lovely and it's pretty.
Everyone in the studio is just nodding along. I feel like I'm in Jonestown or something. But yeah, like I'm the only one who hasn't drank the Kool-Aid yet. Sean, you're going this weekend as well,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I'm going on Saturday night, yeah.
You've kind of gone with more an understated Taylor Swift look. You've got the merch.
I've got the merch. I've got the official merch. So yeah, understated.
Did you go to the shop yesterday?
Yeah, well, I was asked by your researcher, Sophie, would I come on the show yesterday? So I did my research. I decided that if I'm going to come on, I have to be fully committal. So I went down to the Three Arena last night. And I say this from a fan point of view. Last night at the Three Arena was nothing short of a cult experience. And I had to be very careful when I pronounce that word. A cult experience. You go down to the Three Arena and there was a queue to get into the queue. And then when you get into the Three Arena, all the lights are off apart from a few spotlights and they're pumping in her music and everyone around there is in these queues, kind of like a cattle mart. And then you get to the top and you're just put into these individual lines and they ask you, what do you want? And you just pay and then you like, and they played the music so low in the Three Arena, but like you can subtly hear it in the background. And then there's people kind of humming and singing low on their voice along to it. And I was standing in the queue and I was like, I think I'm in a cult.
I think you are as well. I'm glad you've had the courage to admit it.
Finally.
So, Alex, you're going tonight. You're after getting a ticket.
Yeah, I am.
So are you going with friends? Who are you going with?
I'm going with my aunt and my cousin.
Wow. Big excitement.
Yeah, definitely.
So here's a question I was told to ask. You can tell I didn't know what this question is. Please ask Alex what she thinks the surprise song might be. I don't know what that means.
I think the surprise song tonight will be Sweet Nothing. Okay. Getaway Car.
What is the surprise song?
Well, every night she's, because there's a set list for every other song, but she sings two different surprise songs every night, one on the guitar and one on the piano.
I see. Okay. And why do you think it's going to be that?
Because in Sweet Nothing she talks about Wicklow, so it's kind of like a relation.
Oh, this is the famous pebble on Greystone's beach that Simon Harris is looking for back. And then he realised what he said, actually, I don't want it back. I just want to talk to it or something weird like that. He hadn't thought that one through. You've got some, what have you written on your arm?
Loving Him Was Red. It's a lyric from Red, the song.
Okay, and you've got the red sequins in your hair, you've got the red top, so there's a theme going.
Yeah.
Here. You as well are bedecked. Mary, has to be said, you've got the Eras t-shirt.
I'm not going tonight, Kieran, unfortunately, but I did go with Alex in Paris.
Are you looking for a ticket?
Always on the scrounge for a Taylor Swift ticket if anyone wants
If anyone has a ticket, Sophie, the researcher on the Hard Shoulder,
she deserves it more than I do.
Top of my list.
She is, yeah.
If anyone has this ticket and wants to give it to me, I don't want it. But Sophie wants a ticket desperately if there's one floating around. If someone has two, Mary will take the second ticket. So how many years has there been, Mary?
Ooh, now Alex calls me a fake 50 because I actually think I love her and I play her songs in the car where I'm going running, but she calls me a fake 50.
Because you don't
because
know.
Because I'm probably going to give the wrong answer.
Okay, what's the right answer? What
I
do you think?
I think there are 8?
No, I think it's more than that.
Oh, no. I've been outed.
Alex, how many eras are there?
There are 11.
11 eras. To correspond with the 11 albums, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so somebody told me outside though, there like some people suggest it's not, that some of the albums you lump together as a single era.
Oh yeah, there are Folklore and Evermore together and Debut isn't an era.
Oh, I see. Look, there's a real pro. So, look, what is, like, what's the attraction, Sean?
Okay, for me, I was never, I can't take Bella and You Guys Thunder. I wasn't really somebody who was a Swiftie for life. I fell into her when she released the album Folklore during the COVID pandemic. And that was, it's probably her, it's not really a pop album, it's more of a folk album, although I know some people would disagree with me on that, but it's more of a folk album. She made it with Aaron Dessner, who is the guitarist with The National, and she has tracks on that with the likes of Bon Iver, so it's very different to anything she's done. And it came out during COVID, and it was very much one of those ones that just during lockdown, when I had nothing better to do, I just saw people talking about this album online. And just the soundscape behind it and the lyrics on it. The lyrics are unbelievable. And a lot of, you know, when people think of Taylor Swift, they think a lot of those like heartbreak songs and those kind of shake it off and pop songs. But the lyrics on this album are brilliant. They're kind of very storytelling songs. It's probably her one of her only albums that's not really autobiographical. The stories are about different people. She writes it like one of the greatest songs on the album is called The Last Great American Dynasty, where she bought a house a couple of years ago. When she bought the house, she found out that the house was owned by an American dynasty, and she found out the history of the house, and she tells the history of the house in the song. So it's just really good like that. And
but you know Anthony Bourdain? Yes. So Anthony Bourdain would say, it doesn't matter where your food comes from or where your chef trained or how it's presented on the plate. All that actually matters at the end of the day is, does the food taste good?
Yeah.
You know, does like what it what's the sound like? Does it not just sound like every other pop song? Despite all the nonsense about
this isn't the previous owners
of some mansion she bought in Cape Cod.
It's actually upstate New York here if you're gonna talk about it. And I think this is where music snobbery comes into it. I think there's a lot of people who are music snobs and a lot of people who think that good music has to sound a certain way. It has to be an old grumpy man singing on a guitar about his feelings like Bob Dylan did like 30 years ago, and suddenly that's the staple of what makes good music, which is actually not the case anymore.
I'm not one of them. I think Dua Lipa makes good music, and I think Ariana Grande makes good music, but I'm not sure is their music all that different from Taylor Swift? So no. I kind of lump it all in the one.
Well, I think,
and I don't understand why then she's this like billionaire goddess.
Well, I think her business machine behind her would be like her father's a former stockbroker. I think there's a mammoth of a machine behind her. But I think as well, she probably hasn't really released a full on pop album in about 6 years. Like the last time she released a pop album was Reputation. So all those songs you talk about, like Shake It Off and all those, she hasn't really done an album like that in a good few years. So I think this is one thing as well. There's a lot of people in the media over the last couple of days that are going on talking about Taylor Swift and Shake It Off and You Belong With Me. You did a bit of your research. You kind of hasn't done a lot of stuff like that in a long time.
Oh, well, but Mary, what are you doing? You can't out your daughter. I like those songs.
I'm not giving out about them.
Oh, I know. It's just, yeah, Alex would be a true Swiftie. Like even when she came last time, was it in 2017? She was a baby Swiftie. She was 6. And she wanted to go. And the cricket club were giving away free tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing when you think of the difference.
So she had how many nights in Croke Park the last time?
Two.
Apparently she only sold 14,000 tickets.
Yeah, I believe that's when she came on. It's incredible,
the change. You're asking Sean what you think she has. I think she doesn't feel like there's a big machine behind her. It feels like it's all her.
Yeah.
It does feel very genuine. And in the concert tonight now, she'll be talking to the crowd. And she does make you feel like she is as excited as you are to be there. And she talks about what it's like to be a human being. She looks like a supermodel, but that doesn't matter. And we do like her because she looks like a supermodel. That is part of it, but it's only a small part of it. She's extremely talented, and she can talk about what it feels like to be not loved in such a way. I wish I had her music in my 20s, my early 20s, when my love life was a mess before I met your daddy.
Poor Alex now. Doesn't want to have to think about that. Bella, you're not going.
No, I have been.
So you went to see her in London, is
I
that
went
it?
To see her in London, yeah. So I lost the Great War, as all the Swifties are referring it to. This is the ticket war. I got a code for Paris, struck out in Paris, struck out completely. And my very kind friend, she got us tickets for London. So we went off to London last week. We were there on probably what's going to be dubbed now as the Travis Kelce night, where he embarked on the stage for the very first time.
Oh,
which
yeah.
was very unusual. She'd never done that before. But Taylor Swift came on my radar from the Croke Park shows for the Reputation tour. I wasn't going. My aunt came up with these tickets, as did everybody at the time. And myself, my mom and my two sisters went onto the pitch, and we were right at one of the barriers, and she came up to the barriers, and like just seeing her command that stage. And I wasn't familiar with the Rep album at the time because it wasn't my music. And it was just incredible just to see her do what she did. Little did we know at that time, that was when her albums were sold from under her. As Sean was alluding to at the very start, you weren't playing Taylor's version. That was a stolen version of her songs. So if we're lucky this weekend,
when you say stolen, I mean the record company sold them.
They did her dirty. They did her dirty. But anyway, for this weekend, I reckon, along with Your Sweet Nothing, I think we might have an announcement about the Rep re-record this weekend. There's a lot of theories swimming around about what's happening.
What does that mean?
It means that she's going to go back, re-record the whole album, and she will have sold rights
to it. I thought she did that with all her albums.
Two left.
Oh, right. Yeah. So she's going to, the big announcement is that she's going to go back, re-record an album that most of the people in the crowd will already have, mm-hmm. and ask them all to pay probably €30 to get that album on vinyl. Yeah. And we wonder why she's a billionaire.
I'll give because her all my money.
Because it's like 50,000 suckers out in the crowd every night.
Yeah.
I have to say.
I'd be one of them.
Look at you. Yeah. Apologetic. It's like, yeah, just take all my money, Taylor.
Yeah, take it all.
So anyway, listen, that is the appeal. Have you all a favourite song?
Yeah.
What's your favourite song?
Anything from Lover, but I would have to say Enchanted.
All right. Mm. Sean, favourite song?
I would say Exile with Bon Iver.
Mm. Mary?
Oh, King of My Heart. Love it.
All right. Alex?
It's too hard. I couldn't decide.
Oh, that's a true fan.
That's a true fan. Exactly. As I try to pick your favourite child. Mary always tells me she's a favourite child when she's in here. Alex, she says it's you every time.
Right. Kieran, can I just say, I was also super cynical about the amount of money that she's making, yep. right? Because when we tried to get a code last year...
You're accusing me of cynicism there. Is
Kieran,
that implicit
it's
in your question?
Middle name. Because last year we tried to get a ticket. We did get codes, but we could only get the VIP and they were so expensive. It was just out of our budget. And I was quite cynical. But then when we did get a Paris ticket and I started properly listening, and then when I went to see her, I swear, didn't I say it to you, Alex? I was like, worth every penny. I would have paid twice. So she is worth it. Everyone going tonight, you're in for it. An amazing night.
Somebody's texted in. Kieran, you and Sean are both wrong. The house is on Watch Hill in Rhode Island.
Oh, damn it. I actually knew that. Damn it.
New York. He's a fake Swiftie.
Oh, God.
call Sean Reedy out if you see him in the Aviva on Saturday night.
Oh, God.
Sean Reedy, Mary McCarthy, Mary's daughter, Alex Bellafin. Listen, thanks a million, everybody. And enjoy it. Alex, enjoy the weekend. It'll be great fun, I'm sure. You're going tonight, so enjoy tonight.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.